back to Amber Story House. I'm Amber. This is Season 2, Episode 24. In this chapter, we'll read the story in both English and Chinese. Later, I'll repeat the English version again. And be sure to subscribe or follow me on Instagram. Then, let's get started. The Little Prince, Chapter 24. It was now the 8th day since I had my accident in the desert.
这是我在沙漠出了事故后的第八天。
And I had listened to the story of the merchant as I was drinking the last drop of my water supply.
当我听着有关这个商人的故事时，我正在喝我最后一滴水。
Ah, I said to the little prince, these memories of yours are very charming, but I have not yet succeeded in repairing my plan.
我对小王子说啊，你的这些回忆真的非常迷人，可是我还没有成功修好我的飞机。
I have nothing more to drink, and I, too, should be very happy if I could walk at my leisure toward a spring of fresh water.
我已经没有喝的了，而我也会很高兴如果我能有空走向一处泉水。
My friend, the fox,
the little prince said to me.
小王子对我说，
我的朋友狐狸。
My dear little man, this is no longer a matter that has anything to do with a fox.
我亲爱的小家伙，再也没有什么事是和狐狸有关的了。
Why not? 为什么没有呢？
Because I'm about to die of thirst.
因为我就快要渴死了。
He did not follow my reasoning, and he answered me.
他并不理解我的思路，他回答我。
It is a good thing to have had a friend, even if one is about to die. I, for instance, am very glad to have had a fox as a friend.
有一个朋友是一件很好的事情，即使快要死了，比如我就很高兴能有狐狸做朋友。
He has no way of guessing the danger, I said to myself.
我对自己说，他并没有危机意识。
He has never been either hungry or thirsty. A little sunshine is all he needs.
他从来没有饥渴过，他所需要的就是一点点阳光。
But he looked at me steadily and replied to my thought.
但他从容地看着我，回答着我的想法。
I'm thirsty too. Let us look for a well.
我也渴了，我们去找一口井吧。
I made a gesture of weariness.
我疲倦地做了一个手势。
It is absurd to look for a well at random in the immensity of the desert.
在无垠的沙漠里随机寻找一口井，真是荒谬啊。
But nevertheless, we started walking.
然而我们还是开始走了。
When we had trudged along for several hours in silence, the darkness fell, and the stars began to come out.
在我们默默地走了几个小时之后，夜色降临，星星开始出现了。
Thirst had made me a little feverish, and I looked at them as if I were in a dream.
口渴让我有点发烧，我看着他们，好像我在做梦一样。
The little prince's last words came reeling back into my memory.
小王子最后的话在我记忆中盘旋。
Then you are thirsty too? I demanded.
我询问着。所以你也渴了?
But he did not reply to my question.
但他并没有回答我的问题。
He merely said to me,
Water may also be good for the heart.
他只是对我说,
水对心灵是有益处的。
I did not understand this answer, but I said nothing.
我不明白这个回答,但我什么也没有说。
I knew very well that it was impossible to cross-examine him.
我非常清楚反复询问他是不可能的。
He was tired, he sat down. I sat down beside him.
他累了,他坐了下来,而我坐在他旁边。
And after a little silence, he spoke again.
沉默一回后,他又说,
The stars are beautiful.Because of a flower that cannot be seen.
星星们很美丽，是因为有一朵看不见的花。
I replied, Yes,
that is so. 我回答说，是啊，是那样没错。
And without saying anything more, I looked across the ridges of sand that were stretched out before us in the moonlight.
我什么话也没有再说了，看着我们眼前沙子上因月光延伸而出的皱褶。
The desert is beautiful, the little prince added.
小王子接着说，
沙漠很美。
And that was true, I have always loved the desert.
确实如此，我一直都很喜欢沙漠。
One sits down on a desert sand dune, sees nothing, hears nothing.
坐在一个沙丘上，什么也看不见，听不见。
Yet through the silence, something throbs and gleams.
但就在寂静中，有些东西在悸动，在闪耀。
What makes the desert beautiful? Said the little prince.Is that somewhere it hides a well?
小王子说，
沙漠之所以美丽，是因为在某处藏着一口井。
I was astonished by a sudden understanding of my mysterious radiation of the sands.
我很惊讶，突然明白沙子之所以神秘的闪闪发光背后的原因。
When I was a little boy, I lived in an old house.And legend told us that a treasure was buried there.
当我还是一个小男孩的时候，我住在一个古老的房子里，传说中那里埋藏着宝藏。
To be sure, no one had ever known how to find it. Perhaps no one had ever even looked for it.
可以肯定的是，从来没有任何人知道怎么找到它，也许甚至没有任何人去寻找过。
But it cast an enchantment over that house.
但它使那个房子有一种魔力。
My home was hiding a secret in the depths of its heart.
我家的房子在它的心灵深处埋藏着一个秘密。
Yes, I said to the little prince.
我对小王子说，是的。
The house, the stars, the desert.What gives them their beauty is something that is invisible.
房子、星星、沙漠，赐予他们美丽的都是一些看不见的东西。
I am glad, he said, that you agree with my fox.
我很高兴你同意我的狐狸。
As the little prince dropped off to sleep, I took him in my arms and set out walking once more.
小王子睡着之后，我把他抱在我的怀里，再次上路。
I felt deeply moved and stirred. It seemed to me that I was carrying a very fragile treasure.
我被深深的感动与激励，看来我好像抱着一个非常脆弱的宝贝。
It seemed to me even that there was nothing more fragile on all earth.
在我看来，甚至整个地球上没有比它更脆弱的了。
In the moonlight, I looked at his pale forehead, his closed eyes, his locks of hair that trembled in the wind, and I said to myself,
月光中，我看着他苍白的前额，他紧闭的双眼，在风中颤动的缕缕发丝。我对自己说
，What I see here is nothing but a shell.What is most important is invisible.
我看到的什么也不是，而只是外壳。最重要的是看不见的。
As his lips opened slightly with the suspicious of a half smile, I said to myself again.
在他嘴唇微微张开似笑非笑的时候，我又对自己说，
What moves me so deeply about this little prince who is sleeping here?Is his loyalty to a flower.
使我深深受到感动的是关于这个熟睡的小王子，是他对他那一朵花的忠诚。
The image of a rose that shines through his whole being like the flame of a lamp, even when he is asleep.
一个玫瑰的形象就像一盏油灯的火焰，照亮了他整个人，即使是在他睡着的时候。
And I felt him to be more fragile still.
而我感觉他更加脆弱。
I feel the need of protecting him, as if he himself were a flame that might be extinguished by a little puff of wind.
我感觉我需要保护他，好像他是一朵火焰，随时会被一阵微风给吹熄。
And as I walked on so, I found the well at daybreak.
于是我继续走着，在黎明之际发现了水井。
It was now the 8th day since I had had my accident in the desert, and I had listened to the story of the merchant as I was drinking the last drop of my water supply. Ah, I said to the little prince, these memories of yours are very charming, but I have not yet succeeded in repairing my plan. I have nothing more to drink.And I, too, should be very happy if I could walk at my leisure toward a spring of fresh water.
My friend, the fox, the little prince said to me,
My dear little man, this is no longer a matter that has anything to do with the fox.
Why not?
Because I'm about to die of thirst. He did not follow my reasoning, and he answered me,
It is a good thing to have had a friend,Even if one is about to die. I, for instance, am very glad to have had a fox as a friend.
He has no way of guessing the danger, I said to myself. He has never been either hungry or thirsty. A little sunshine is all he needs. But he looked at me steadily and replied to my thought.
I am thirsty too. Let us look for a well.
I made a gesture of weariness. It is absurd to look for a well at random in the immensity of the desert. But nevertheless, we started walking. When we had trudged along for several hours in silence, the darkness fell, and the stars began to come out. Thirst had made me a little feverish, and I looked at them as if I were in a dream.The little prince's last words came reeling back into my memory.
Then you are thirsty too? I demanded.
But he did not reply to my question. He merely said to me,
Water may also be good for the heart.
I did not understand this answer, but I said nothing. I knew very well that it was impossible to cross-examine him. He was tired. He sat down.I sat down beside him. And after a little silence, he spoke again.
The stars are very beautiful because of a flower that cannot be seen.
I replied, Yes, that is so. And without saying anything more, I looked across the ridges of sand that were stretched out before us in the moonlight.
The desert is beautiful,
the little prince added.And that was true. I have always loved the desert. One sits down on a desert sand dune, sees nothing, hears nothing. Yet through the silence something throbs and gleams.
What makes the desert beautiful, said the little prince, is that somewhere it hides a well.
I was astonished by the sudden understanding of that mysterious radiation of the sands.When I was a little boy, I lived in an old house. A legend told us that a treasure was buried there. To be sure, no one had ever known how to find it. Perhaps no one had ever even looked for it. But it cast an enchantment over that house. My home was hiding a secret in the depths of its heart. Yes, I said to the little prince,The house, the stars, the desert, what gives them their beauty is something that is invisible.
I am glad, he said, that you agree with my fox.
As the little prince dropped off to sleep, I took him in my arms and set out walking once more. I felt deeply moved and stirred. It seemed to me that I was carrying a very fragile treasure.It seemed to me even that there was nothing more fragile on all earth. In the moonlight, night I look at his pale forehead, his closed eyes, his locks of hair that trembled in the wind. And I said to myself, what I see here is nothing but a shell. What is most important is invisible. And his lips opened slightly with the suspicions of a half smile. I said to myself again, what moves me so deeply about this little prince who is sleeping here is his loyalty to a flower, the image of a rose that shines through his whole being like the flame of a lamp, even when he is asleep. And I felt him to be more fragile still. I felt the need of protecting him, as if he himself were a flame that might be extinguished by a little puff of wind. And as I walked on so, I found a well at daybreak.
在这个篇章，我们的视角又拉回到飞行员身上，第一人称是飞行员哦，所以可能有些朋友在看这个篇章的时候，一开始会有点没有跟上。前面的几个篇章都是小王子在跟飞行员说他自己的经历，在来到地球之前，他都碰到了什么人，去到了什么地方。在这一篇里，我最喜欢小王子说的一句话，夜空之所以美丽，是因为某个你看不见的星球上绽放着一朵美丽的玫瑰。就像之前某一篇里，小王子和飞行员发生争执，如果不知道哪里来的羊把他的玫瑰一口给吃掉了，那他的星空就会变得暗淡而没有意义。飞行员渐渐的也受他的影响，把睡着的小王子抱在怀里。他是如此的渺小，而我们也是如此的渺小。有时候我会喜欢看一些谈论宇宙等等话题的影片，当我越是意识到宇宙的尺度有多大，就会更明白地球就像一地沙一样，而我们只是漂浮在宇宙中的小尘埃。我们所拥有的时间与地球相比，与银河系相比，根本就微不足道，因此我们也应该更加珍惜我们现在所拥有的时间，而时间就是生命。以上就是这次要给大家带来的内容，那我们下周见咯， See you next time, bye bye!